not chut to pishtin, that's not called a chatzitza. Hey, it's only wool and not pishtin. For the Gemara, hash the kosh agabi kosh chaytzeitz madach wool, which is hard. Agabi the hair, which is also hard, called a chatzitza. Kosh agabi rachmi boy, avad the pishtin like agabi the boss of shezichabi. Yeah. His on the body of the Pishtun should be a chatzitza for the body. Elozat Gemara Amar Rabbi Yosef. Hainu Taimo de Rabbuna. Is the Tam Rabbuna. Lufi Shenisha Chenekes Esatzma. He meant to say true. The straps are only chatzitza in a hair. Because in a hair, there she ties it very tight. Mashenka, she puts a strap around her neck. She's not going to tie herself too tight. She'll strangle herself. So nice, they don't want to kill themselves. So don't put the strap too tight around the neck. That's what he meant to say. Only on the hair it's called a chatzitza. Mashenka around the neck. Nisha doesn't choke herself. So even if she puts this wool or this flax around the neck, it's not so tight. Trashi. To tighten the straps around the neck, because Russian berevich sherofun. Havad, they only tighten it loosely, then it should be loose on her. Therefore, it's not called the chatzitza. That's what he meant to say. It's only a shell on the hair and not on the neck. Ace for your bayfer. The bayakash on this. Habonos the girls, yoytzos the chutin shabbos neim. To go out with chutim in their ears. Avoloi bechavtin shabbos vareim. But they can't go out with the straps tied around their necks. So now, mashma strap tied around her neck is also called a chatzitza. He's talking about the shalom from the chatzitza here. Trashim chutin shav yozneim, shenoistim shom shlo yistim anekev. They might say, have pierced ears, so they don't want the ear, the hole, to close up again, so they put katin string through the neck, through the nekev. It's chavtin anke ritsua sheinim ozevas chavetz leitachshu davdin duim lechutin. So the kid says what the bonus could go out the chutim of the name, they go out with his katan or the chutim in the ear. Avoloi bechavkin shavreim, but not with the tight necklaces around the necks. Now viyamrit enisha chanekas atzma. This enisha never put something around the neck so tight. Chavkin shavreim am I loy? What's wrong with wearing this necklace around her neck? What should be wrong with it? So Rashi says, Chavkin, Anke Ritsuas type of charm, Shein Muzovis, it's not made out of gold, not Ruchov, it's not white gold. The Lavla Tashid Avdin, doing with the Chutish was name, it's not meant for Tashid, it's some other purpose she's wearing it. So now there's no Gzeru she'll come to walk and take it off and show a friend, because it's not a Chosh of a jewelry. And Lamay Stamet Tzarek she wears it for. So the only reason Tashid is that the Dinah Chatzitza. So maybe she'll have to go to the Mikvah, and she'll take it off then, and she'll come to wear it. But if you say whatever she puts around the neck is always loose, so it's not called a chatzitza. So why can't she walk out with it on Shabbos? There's no chatzitza here. Amai loy, amar Ravina, hocho bekatlo atkinin. But like I'm talking about a wide piece of jewelry. The isha chenekes es atzma, and with a wide piece of it, then she makes it a little bit tight. The nichalei shetira kabbalas bosa. Amol, she puts something tight around the neck and makes her hair stick out. Looks like a kabbalas bosa, she looks nicer. So it's wide around the neck. That doesn't hurt her, and she does it to make herself look nice. Trashi bekatlas kinun. Beged choshev, a nice beged. Litleis betzavara, tie around her neck. Keneged liba, around her leg. Shelayipol mashi acheles abigdel. Son, an apron like. A bib. That the food should not fall on a bigdel. V'yeshle mokim shnansen, she has straps there. Kein shoysle machnesayin, we'll make with our pants. V'teichon boi ritsua rechovam, she makes a nice tight, a wide ritsua, wide strap there. Or molosses sova ritsua goes around, she abegit roch of harbe, v'kasheras ritsua sova savora, she ties it around her neck. V'chanekas atzlo v'chayzer, there she makes it tight. There she take besora boletis, that the rest of the body should like stick out. V'tira balas basar. Since these ritsuas are wide and straight and flat, it's not mazika. So this type of a strap she'll do tight around her neck. A small strap, a small string that she wouldn't put tight because she'll choke herself. Mashenkin, this wide type of a string, here we're not afraid, here she'll make it nice and wide. It'll be nice and wide, therefore Amol she'll do it tight, so therefore this type of a tachshit around the neck is also to walk out with on Shabbos. Because we're afraid she'll have to go to the mikvah, and since it's a chatzitza, she'll have to take it off, and we're afraid she won't put it back on again, and she'll walk down Lamas Mishus Rabbi. Right. We have Yehudi Waimeh, Yehudi says in the Mishnah, before the Braitha, Shel Tzemeh v'shel Sar Ein Chotzin. He dings in the Tanakam and says, no, wool does not get that tied into the hair, it's not Chotzitz. who are then other hearers, not chaytzitz. The bnei shemayim boyim b'em. The water comes inside it. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda v'chutei sar. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda nageit v'chutei sar. Hey, so far we only had a machlekes about tzemer, about wool. The Tanna Kama says wool, like our mission is also. You're not allowed to put woolen strings, straps, in your hair, because you could make it very tight, it's called a chatzitza. And if you just said, no, wool doesn't get that tight in your hair, so it doesn't make a chatzitza. If you'd also said, though, sar, other hair, like a shaitel you tie in your hair, doesn't make a chatzitza. So here we're passing like if you'd negate a sar. Is whoever said it's a machoikas by sar? We never had another mandiyomi yet that said sar is also. Like that's kash omalei abaya. Halacha, you're paskening halacha like Reb Yehuda by Sarah's mutter, mechlad de pligi. Since you have to say halacha is like kim mashma somayz mechulakanim. Who this mandiom? That's mechulakan sar. We only have a tanakam before that says temer. Wool is also wool gets tight. But whoever said that sar here could get tight on another here? Who said that? Trashi mechlad de pligi, but to me at the kasha for tanakam loyari b'sar. Tanakam wasn't talking about other here. Shema mina b'sar moida, mash mizoso moida here onto here doesn't get that tight. It's not called a chatzitza. Tloy mehedik al gabi sar. Somebody else's here onto your hair doesn't get that tight. It doesn't make a chatzitza. So what do you have to say aloch Rabbi Yehuda for a pshita? Nobody thinks of a Rabbi Yehuda to get it to here. V'chi taim is that gemara name. Ilav di shamina mitana kama di yari b'chutei sar. If not for the fact that Rabbi Yehuda understood that the Tanakama also asked the Tsar, as even though the Tanakama only said Tsema wool is also, but if Yehuda understood from him, he also meant to say Tsar is also. Because if that's not what he understood, Iyon Namalei Havi Mari. Obviously, Yehuda also shouldn't talk about Tsar. Like, how come Yehuda answers back to Tanakama and says, wool is mutter, and Tsar is also mutter? If the Tanakama is not talking about Tsar here, what did Yehuda answer back about Tsar? Yehuda just should answer back about Tsemer. You say Tsemer is also Tsemer wool. To get very tight into the hair, the Yehuda says no, wool can't get so tight into the hair. But about Tsar, who's talking about Tsar? Since the Yehuda says Tsar is mutter, it's mashmi, he understood from the Tanakama, Tsar is also wasa. So Gemara name, Vidilma Kishem Kamalu. Rabbi Yehuda means to answer name Kishem. What does that mean? Kihech de Moidisali, Bechute Tsar. No, Rabbi Yehuda knew the Tanakama wasn't talking about Tsar. But if Yehuda says, pshit, everybody in the world understands that tsar here doesn't make a chatzitza another here. Here can't get too tight onto here. So but just like your moida, tsar is not called a chatzitza, is oida linani be moida to me also, the chutei tsemer, that chutem of wool also doesn't make a chatzitza. Maybe that's pshat in Yehuda. So this pshat with Tzurik Shver, how do you have anybody that says tsar is awesome? It could be everybody holds tsar as mutter. And if Yehuda just mentioned the Sheikh Shane, just like you moided me by tsar, you moided me by tsar also. Trashi Duma, hi the atke tsar, kishem kamalu. Kishem shatim moidli bechuti tsar, oidli bechuti tsemer. That's all he meant to say. But avada nobody asks. Itmar omer av nachun omer shmuel. Moidim chachom Rabbi Yehuda b'chutei sar enich naimel at this pshat that the chom taka moidis Rabbi Yehuda b'chutei sar is no machloikis. Chutei sar does not get that tied into here. It's not called a chatzitzes mutter. Tanya Nami Yochi, another bright says like this: chutei tzemer choytzin, that woolen straps if you tie around your hair is called a chatzitza, as if we can't walk out with it on Shabbos. But chutei sar ain't choytzin, but chutei made out of sar, made out of hair, is not called a chatzitza. You see, this is the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Shal Tzemer, Vishal Sar, Rein Choytzitzin. So you see, Klo, Sar, there's no Machloikis. Everybody's mask is not called a Chatzitza. The whole Machloikis is only by Tzemer. And Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Masnitza Nami Deka, Avarai from the Bryce like this also. Diktoni, the Bryce says, Yoytze Isha, Bechute Sar. Anisha could go out with Chute Sar, pieces of hair, Bein Mishalo, whether it's own hair, Bein Mishal Chaverta, whether it's other hair. Now somebody else's hair, Pasha means, was tied into her hair. Is money, who does it go like? Ilay Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Matisar, it should have said a bigger Kiddush. It should have said, Afilu Chutei Tzemer Nami. It should have said a bigger Kiddush. You could also go out with strings of wool in your hair. Why does the Bryce only say, you go out with other hair tied onto your hair? But Rabbi Yehuda should have said a bigger Kiddush. Even wool. Ela lav Rabbonin. Ela my, the Bryce later goes according to Rabbonin. That's what it says, Tzemer, she can't go out with. Wool gets very tight in the air, it's called the chatzitza. Shemarminen, aber chutei sar is no machlekes. Everybody's maskim chutei sar is here. Does not get that tight, tied into other here, is not called a chatzitzam, therefore you should let it walk out with it on Shabbos. Yeah. But Mishka says, B'leib with Tetofis. Anisha can't walk out with Tetofis. So tomorrow, my Tetofis, what is this Tetofis? Omer Rab Yosef, Chumrata de Katifta. Rashi, Chumrata de Katifta, Kesher, type of a knot, Shois in the Rufuat Kituf, that they make with a Kituf, that's a Bolzim. Ayin Ra Shlit Tishlit. As they tie around their neck some bolzim in a jar that shouldn't have an Ayin Hara. They go out with something like that. Stop the Ayin Hara. A jar of bolzim, something to smell good, it takes away the Ayin Hara. So she shouldn't walk out with this on Shabbos. Omla Yabai, for the Baya Kasha, why not? Tevi ki Kimeya Mumcha, Vitishtaru. Let that be like a Kimeya. Kimeya is a type of not a good luck charm. What's a Kimeya called? What?
Amulet.
Amulet, yeah. Something you hold that will save you from a fool. If you get sick, you wear a kimei and it makes you better. There also, she holds it, takes away the ayin hara, and she'll be mutter to wear it. And there's no chash she'll take it off. Because she'll never take it off. Not that she'll be afraid to stop the ayin hara. So there's no gzer she'll take it off. Shrashi v'tehevei ke kimeya mumcha. Tiktoni masbis, and the Mishnah says later, v'loi v'kimeya bizman she'enoi mina mumcha. She came with gavel the kimeya, if it wasn't tested 3 times, it didn't heal you 3 times. But if this Kimei already healed you 3 times, you tested already, Shafadami, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Seriously, if this Tetofos is something that she's wearing to stop an Ayin Hara, it's like a Kimei, she's a Mutter. When that Choshe shall take it off, she won't walk with it, like she's afraid it should be on it the whole time, not to have an Ayin Hara. Elohim Rav Yudim Shmei Dabaya Apuzainu. Now what does Tetofos mean? Apuzainu. What does Apuzainu mean? Trashi Prunta Shalzov. A piece of gold, a golden charm. Tanya Nami Hochi. Another one of the bright source like this. Yoitse Isha b'samcham zehevis. And Isha go out with the samchim was made out of gold. Zrashi, shavcha, that's like the kerchief she puts on top of her hair. Kufay Zrashi. Di shol fule migla rosha. If she'll take off the kerchief, then she'll uncover her hair. So if Nisha doesn't want to uncover here b'shus rabin, therefore we don't have this gizeh, we should take it off b'shus rabin. So the shavcha she's allowed to wear and walk out b'shus rabin. That's why it says, Yoitze Isha b'shavcham zehvis. As even though this kerchief is made out of gold, it's a beautiful jewelry, so really there should be the gizeh, maybe we should take it off to show a friend, but since this is what's covering it here, we're not choshish to take it off. Ma'ashenken u'v'tetofais u'v'sabitim ha'kfuyim bo. These next 2 pieces of jewelry, right, these are things he puts on top of it here, or has to do with so it goes around the forehead. But if they're kvur, but if they're sewed onto the savcha, they're sewed onto a kerchief, then it's mutter. Why? The same thing. Because she can't pull it off by itself, she'll have to take off the kerchief. And that way, Neman, she won't take off. Shrashi, for the more koponim, ezu tatofis, but what is the metzias of the tatofis? What is this? The ezu sarbitim, what's called the sarbitim? Omer mavua. So a tofos means that we have before a piece of gold, the golden jewelry. She puts it around the forehead from one ear to another ear. She has a golden string that goes across her forehead. Goes from one ear to the other ear. So this is also to wear, because the nice jewelry we're afraid she'll take it off. But if we see it sewed on, tied on to the savcha, tied on to a kerchief, then we're not afraid she'll take it off. What's a sabitin? Like comes down to a cheek. But these are type of jewelry they put on the face. They didn't get to this yet. But this jewelry they wear on the face comes down to the cheek. So this they asked it. It covers over the forehead from one ear to the other ear. She ties it around the hair. It comes down, hanging down onto her cheeks. On both sides of the head, it comes down to the cheek. Another type of a jewelry. So these things are awesome. Omer Avuna, Aniyos, the poor people, Oysen Oysen, make them Shaminit Svoinim, stand from colorful material. Ashirois, the rich people, Oysen Oysen, Shokestim Jozov, they make these Tetofois and these Savichim from gold and silver. So these things are also to wear Medina the Gemara, even though this man is there, we make all of Medina the Gemara, it's also because we're afraid she'll come to take it off the show for him. Only if it's tied on to the Savcha, then it's Mutter. V'loi B'kful. What?
Why now?
Yeah, well, we spoke out. We'll see that in the Gemara. Nisha Chashuv is Mutter. Certain Noshim, we're not afraid they'll take it off to show our friends. So V'zman is there, we make it all lisha zachshu, where they don't take off the jewelry, just rob them to show their friends. V'loy v'chovu. Omar Rabbi Yanai. Kovul ze en yodeimau. Rabbi Yanai is like us. He doesn't know what it is. What kovul is. No, he's better than us. He didn't know exactly why he had two tzadimates. He didn't know what it was. Which one or the other one? E kavlo diavda. It's like a badge. So it's something that an eved wears to show he's an eved. He has an emblem on it that the eved that Odin gave him to wear to show he's an eved. His e kavlo diavda tanan is the emblem that an eved wears. A kippa shotzem shapadami with stomach kippa stomach cloth made out of wool. That would be mutter. Or dilma nain kippa shotzem tanan. Even a kippa, there's another type of cloth she puts on top of her hair. His them used to cover himself a lot. Also see a few things. A kippa shotzemer tanan, even that's also awesome. Trashi, ikav lo diavda tanan. Chaysam, the seal, shaysin lievid b'chusay, that he used to put onto his clothing. Lesimin aichocha shu evid, to show that everybody should know he's my evid. Havulka toni mastisin, the shivchol ateitzaboy. A shivchol should not walk out with this on Shabbos. That's one shot. Avokipa shotzemer, kikoiva, a type of a hat made out of wool, shetachas hashavcha. They put this even under the kerchief. The mikrinami kovul, it's also called a kovul miskashet boy. It makes it look nice. Another nice kerchief. This was called underneath the shavcha. So that was this lusupi. What's osir? It's only a kavul diavder osir. Mashenken is kippa, since it's underneath the shavcha, we're not afraid she'll take it off. Because when she takes it off, either she has to uncover here, she won't take it off. I don't know. Keep us your semitanan. Even this is us. Even this the cloth, this another kerchief she puts underneath the shavcha is also also. The koshchen kavul diavda and avada the emblem of an eved is also also. Shrashi shapidami the chivon the miglus sarul leshafli machva. Hey, since this type of a hat is underneath the kerchief, so when you take it off to show, you'll have to uncover your hair. We're not afraid Nisha will do it. I do ma kippa tanan. Do leitaitse. No, only in a shivcha kail magalther emblem. Not forget. I do ma kippa tanan. Only this kerchief underneath is awesome. Why do leitaitse? The chashina do ma shafo machvon. Mitachas a shafcha. Maybe no, she'll slip it out under the kerchief. Vienna magala. She doesn't uncover her hair. Hey, since this is like a hat under the kerchief, so she can slip it out underneath. And avad whenever the emblem from whenever also you shouldn't go out on Shabbos. That's a suffit. What exactly is osir? Is it osir only the emblem of an evid? Mashenkin, this kerchief under the kerchief is mutter, or else no? Even the kavla kippa shotzemer is also osir. Omer Rav Avua, mistavra kamanda yoma kippa shotzemer tenan luchumra. As even this beautiful kerchief, the beautiful hat she put underneath the kerchief is also wasa, because we're afraid she'll come to take it off to show her friends Bishus Rabin, and she walked with the Daladans. What's the raya? Keep it short term. V'tanya nam yoch, you have a raya for this. It says, Yoytze Isha b'chovul, and Isha go out with the kovul, uvi istama l'chotzer. She could also wear istama into a chotzer she could wear. Zrashi b'chovul uvi istama, l'kam l'forash my istama. Soon we'll explain what exactly istama is. We'll soon see. We have Shimon ben Elazar weighing like this. Af the kovul l'rishus rabin. He holds even a kovul could also walk out to rishus rabin. Klal omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. This is the klal that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said. Kol shul lamatim min hashavcha. Anything that she wears in her hair underneath the kerchief, yoytzim bo. She's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos because we're not afraid she'll take it off. She doesn't want to uncover her hair. Anything she puts on top of her hair, on top of the kerchief, and yoytzimbo, that she can't walk out with. So I call upon and we see klo, what's the type of kovul? Kovul is called another covering of the hair. So you see, and this also is also. Or this is the machlekes. Only Rav Shimon ben Elazar is matter it. But the Tanakhama says it's also. So the Pshat now Mishnah also, that kovul is also, means the covering for the hair. So the more now, my istuma. What's this istuma? The what the same istimul we had before was yoytzisha b'kavul of istimul lechotzer. Tanakhama says you can only walk out with it b'chotzer, but not b'rishus rabin. We are goyzer like our Mishnah. Reb Shimon Elazar the one that's matter the kavul. But now what's istimul? Omer Bavua bizuni. It means bizuni. For the Gemara, my bizuni. What does that mean? Omer Abayi, Omer Rav, kliya peruchi. Drashi kliya peruchi. Mitznefes katana, small type of a kerchief. Li'acha kishureho. After she tied up, she kolas roshi, after she braided her hair. the chisasa and she covered it, yes, Cyrus Katanis Yotzim Chutzlik Shemir. There's still some hairs that are out of place come out underneath. They nikroyim pruchim. Those are like flying out. Al shemafrichim the Yotzim, like fly out lechutz. The Yodosan, she wraps it up. Letachas kishriyam nit kishriyam. Are they mitznefes ksura with a small hat for that? Skitzer and Ishkamat then used to wear on four covers on top of the head. A kerchief on top, underneath, and then the parche kale pruchi. Well, it's for the hair that fly out. Shrashi klayim manas oisim saras mlosis. It stops the hair from flying out. So these things are the machlekes. The Tanakhama says only bechotzer it's mutim, but not b'shus harabim. Why? Because since she could take this off, and she doesn't have to uncover here, because the kerchief, the main one, the shavcha, is still under here. No, it's mutter. Anything that's under the kovel, anything that's under the kerchief, we're not afraid she'll take it off with Shus Rabin, because she doesn't want to uncover here. So that's this machloikis, so she can walk out with it or not. But here the machloikis is only to walk out with Shus Rabin. But in the chotzer, in the backyard, it's zicha mutter. Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, because the Chum didn't want to ask her to wear everything. Certain things they matter to wear on Shabbos. So this kovel, they matter to wear, this type of a hat, a covering on top of the hair. Tanarabonim, Gimel Dvorim Nemru B'Yistamo. This type of an istamo, that's this another type of a small hat that covers up these small hairs that fall out. There's three halachas about them. Ein bo mishum klayim. There's no ister klayim. Even if it's made out of tzemer pishtim, there's no ister klayim. Trash ein bo mishum klayim shasuyin kimin lovud. It's not woven together. It's a straight piece of material. So since it's not tovui, there's no way to climb. At least midiraisa, there's no way to climb. Midiraisa, after shatness, has to be tovui shua venuz. It has to be woven together. That's what Rashi learns. Toiz, I think, learns because it's a very hard material you have no hanof from. Something that's hard you have no hanof from, there's no way to climb on. So ein bo mishum klayim. V'yeno mitama b'negoyim. Doesn't have a shame begit to have a tumas negoyim on it. Trashi ain't bar mishum ain't never tumas negoyim. May I time a gufa? They got be negoyim ksev nami begit. V'yalaf miklayim shua v'tovi. Despite the Rashita, what's called a begit of a shua v'tovi? It has to be spun out the material and woven up. If it's not woven, it's not called a begit. So since this is not a woven material, it's a raw piece of material. So it's not mekabel tumas negoyim. V'aytu v'yein yoytsim bol v'shus rabim. You can't walk out with Rishus Rabin because we're afraid maybe Rishus Rabin shall slip it out underneath the Shavcha and she'll show it off to her friends because it's made out of a chashuv of a thing like jewelry you want to show off with. We have Shimon Amru, Shimon holds, Af Ein Boy Mishum Ateres Kalas. There's no issue to wear this even for Kala getting married. She's allowed to wear this Bishasa Chasana. Rashi Ein Boy Mishum Ateres Kalas, the Gozu Aleihim, the Rabbana made a certain Xeris, Shleitetzebem Michurbin Vielich. After the churban abayis, the bona manik zera, when a kala gets married, she shouldn't wear a special type of an ataru, a beautiful crown like the elch mishum tzar b'masechta soita. So this type of a savcha, this type of a samutut, the istamut that they put on top of the hair, is not called ataru. Kala is not such a choshev a thing. A kala is allowed to wear it. So atkan we're going now. What does the Mishnah mean by kovul? A kovul means this cloth under the hair, and avada, kavod the avar is also wasser. That an eved can't wear his emblem on his beged on Shabbos. Shmuel Amar no, kavod the avar tanan. Our Mishnah which says kovul is also only means the emblem of an eved, he can't go out with it. Rashi Shmuel Amar kavod the masbisin kavod the avdo. Opligi der arabavua. He thinks the chaner abavua. Hey, if it's underneath the shavcha, the covering for a hair, that's mutter. We're not afraid to take it off with Shusar Bavin. What's awesome is only the emblem that an eved wears. But the Gemara Miyom HaShmuel Hoch, the Shmuel say like this, V'yom HaShmuel, Yoytze Yoeved, V'choysim Shevet Savoroi, an eved is allowed to go out with the choysim around his neck, on Shabbos. So you see, a choysim is not called like a tzor, there's no shayla, he'll come to carry it. Shrashi choysim Shevet Savoroi, Hu Kavlo Diavdo, V'yein oysa noysa mishaltit, V'hoi oysa noysa mishaltit, used to make it out of mud, and they'll let Smut to go out with it on Shabbos. So it's a steer on Shmuel. But he can't go out with a chosim, an emblem that's tied onto his ksus, onto his beggar. As if it's a charm around the neck, it's mutter. On his beggar, there it's also. But Achura Shmuel says, now Mishnah, any type of an emblem is also. But the Marnei Lakasha. Ho the Ovid Le Rabbe, ho the Ovid Il Nashe. Depends who made this emblem. If the Odin himself made the emblem for the Od, for the Eved, then the Eved is very afraid. So Lo Yitzur falls off on Shabbos, the Eved will come and carry it. Therefore, anything is also. Hod the Ad Ilon Asher, if the Eved made it for himself, so it falls off, it's not so good fellow, he won't come to carry it on Shabbos, so we don't make the Xer, he can't wear it. Drashi, the Ovid Le Ravi, if the Odin made this emblem for the Eved, is Le Emto, he's very afraid of the Odin. He won't come to take it off his neck. Forget, he won't come to take it off his neck. Therefore, if the Odin made it, he's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, if it's around the neck. Because there's no gzeira come to take it off. At all times, he's afraid, he has to wear it, he's afraid maybe the Odin will see it. Mashenkin, if he himself made it, then it doesn't bother him. Sometimes he'll take it off. So he'll take it off to show somebody, and we're afraid he'll walk the Rams with just Rab. So the more of a Maya Kimto Lod Shmuel, how we zetzing on Shmuel's din, the Ovid Le Rabbi. Then Shmuel says that it's mutter for him to walk out if the Odin made the emblem. Then we're not afraid the Odin will take it off. The emblem will take it off. He can walk out with it on Shabbos. So the Gemara Bazoi Bechaysim Shebechsusei Amai Loi. So Shmuel said, what's mutter to go out? Only a charm around his neck. Mashenkin, if the emblem is stuck onto his begid, then it's also to go off. Is the Kasha Amai Loi? Why not? Luchuri, he's afraid to take it off because of his Odin. So what should be the Issa? Why can't he walk out with it on Shabbos? And the Gemara, Dilma Mifsik, maybe you'll fall off the begid. Or Mirsus, and he'll be very afraid of his Odin. Or Mikvule, he'll come to fold over his begid. Or Mokas Leachasvein, he'll fold over the begid on his shoulders. And he'll be over an Issa Tzav wearing the begid folded up. Could the Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef? Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Ha Yotze Betalas Mukafelis. If you have stam a talis, a folded up talis, or menachas le'ak seifov, and your stam folds, throw it over your shoulder, you're not wearing it normally, like we wear a talis. The stam, a folded up talis, you throw it over your shoulder, you should know b'shabbos chayev chatis. You chayev chatis, here also. As we're afraid that if the emblem is on the begad, and it'll fall off the begad on Shabbos, the Eved will be so afraid that he'll come to take off his jacket and wear his jacket folded over. That's why you shouldn't walk out with a jacket that has an emblem on it, because we're afraid it'll fall off and it'll come to carry it. None of the Rabbona Reglusiv go out with the Sabbath of the Chasimi. Because it's a certain chosen mit emblem they had on them to show the death on the Vegi Reshkalusa. So since they're all afraid of the Reshkalusa, it's us to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because we're afraid maybe the emblem will fall off their begin, and then on Shabbos they'll come to fold their begin and walk out with it. Levar minoch, except from you, to lekafti alas the Reshkalusa. Reshkalusa is not worried about you, you don't have any aim before him. But all the other people that are afraid of Reshkalusa, and they're supposed to wear a chosen on their begin, they can't walk out with that begin on Shabbos. Drashi, what's the gzera? Mifsik. Ha choysim, maybe the choysim will fall off the begin. Venishpa, it'll break. O mirsis mirabo, you'll be afraid of your Odin. Your Odin will see you walking without the emblem. He'll afraid maybe you'll be murdering me. Shala yoyma, shunotla, laharas, peshuk, shuben cherin. The Odin will think he took it off to show he's a free person. Mela, the Eved is very afraid, so what does he do? Umakbulei hatalasak seifun. He takes off his coat, and he folds it on his shoulder. Kadesh la yirum makam achoysim. Or else, not Ladak takes off his jacket. He takes a talis, and throws it over his jacket, to cover up the place where the emblem should be. La yivinu shenofun. Vidomi hatalasak seifun kamasi. And Mela, the talis is wearing, folded over on his shoulder, that looks like a masi. That's what the Yisr is. That's why Shmuel asked us to wear it on the begin. Mashenkin around the neck, there's no gzera. On the neck, one shechiva falls off, there's nothing you can do about it. Elamai didn't fall off, we're not afraid you come to take it off, because you're afraid that the Odin will see you without it. So if the Odin put it on you, if it's on the neck, it's mutter to walk out with it on Shabbos. But on the begin, we have the gzera, maybe you fall off, and then you come to fold a talus over your begin. That's why it's awesome.